State lawyers representing a prison supervisor who deployed the Stinger grenade against Raynard Jackson in 2005 agreed to the payment to avoid a trial in U.S. District Court. Jackson's attorney, Nikon Tsao, says the settlement was reached because the Department of Corrections agreed the grenade shouldn't have been used during a cell extraction.
Just given the explosive nature of the device, that it's, you know, it's inherently dangerous and likely to injure or seriously injure inmates. And that's the reason the case was brought. You know, our client believes that the settlement amount reflects the merits of the case and the fact that the device should never have been deployed.
Officials at the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility, formerly known as the Supermax, used the grenade to extract Jackson from his cell after he provoked a confrontation with guards. Court documents say the bang sounded like a 12-gauge shotgun being fired, shook the cell, and produced smoke so thick some guards couldn't see anything for 15 seconds. Jackson says it damaged his hearing for months. A DOC spokesman says the department has laid out new requirements for the grenade that allow its use only to quell disturbances outside in open areas and never in cells. Jackson was released from prison and is awaiting a new trial because charges in his original drug conviction have been vacated. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.